Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast, Monday Night Live. We have been talking about the graduate, having what it takes to enter into heaven. This has been a great topic, and I hope everyone has been enjoying this topic so far. So I encourage everyone to get someone on the line so, you know, they can hear this, invite them in, and I'll give you a few moments to do that. So I hope everyone got somebody on the line to join us in. Again, we have been talking about the graduate, having what it takes to enter into heaven. And this is Monday Night Live. So we've been interacting. If you have any questions or you just want to participate, always press *5 to join in. We love their interaction. We love when you participate with us. So we want you to do all that. And at this moment, I would like to introduce Mr. Carr. Mr. Carr, are you ready? Hello, Mr. Carr.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to get started?
I am. You did the introduction, all that stuff already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I ain't hear nothing. Okay. All right, so I do welcome everybody on the call tonight. This is our Monday Night Live, Monday Night Raw, Monday Night about to be on. So with that being said, before we get started, okay, y'all, this whole week we've been talking about the graduate, you know, graduating from things that of old to things that are new. So it's important that we get this message on this evening. Listen in and listen carefully, all right? So with that being said, Mr. Bree, you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Yes, sir. Everyone bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather today for this call, I ask that you be in the midst of it and open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Okay, so y'all, I just want to make sure that we, let me do this. Let us pray again. Close your eyes, bow your heads, and open up your heart. Father God, we thank you for the word on this evening. We thank you for allowing us to see today, you know, giving us air to breathe, giving us a mindset that we need you. We thank you, Father God, for giving us intellect. We thank you for giving us humility. We thank you for our trials and our tribulations. We thank you for our failures. Yes, even our failures. We thank you for that. Because now we know how it feels to be down, but Father God, we look up towards the heaven and get up each and every time. We thank you, Father God, for obstacles. We thank you for, you know, the reputation that we live in you, that you have given us the responsibility, the task of keeping your name, Father God, alive before other people to let them know that you are real. We thank you for calling us out from amongst them, meaning the world, our old ways even. We thank you for that. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be so humble that we can help others, Father God, who technically, sometimes even ourselves, we don't deserve it. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Okay. That's the move. That's the move. Is Mr. DJ there, Mr. Shabri?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, man?
Oh, man. It's going wonderful. How about you?
All right. Well, give me a little insight about this past week, if you don't mind, please.
This past week, at first, when I saw the topic, I was thinking about graduate. I was like, wait a minute. Graduation, when you graduate going to heaven, that means it's over. But we're still learning. But then as we matriculated on, I realized when you graduate, that doesn't mean that it's over. That means it's the beginning. And there are different levels of graduating. Graduation does not mean the final level. But this week, I got the spirit of graduation, meaning, are you proficient? Are you proficient enough to be with God, to walk with God, to talk with God? Are you proficient enough to be one of His, to be one of His foot soldiers, to be one of His prayer warriors? Basically, are you proficient in His eyes to be called His? He teaches us, and we go through different trials and tribulations, and he gives us manuals. Do you study? Can you call yourself? And it's not so much being an alumni, but are you currently representing our Father? That's what I got for this week. Hope you ate well.
All right. So the graduate, graduation, graduating from old things to new things in God especially. Okay. This is important, y'all. So I look forward to tonight's call. Y'all know how we do it on Monday night. Okay. It's raw. Okay. So share what God put in your heart. It's raw. Don't hold back. Be yourself. We don't do politically correct answers.
Right.
All right.
We don't do politically correct answers. Make sure whatever you got going, because you got to be the voice of somebody who can't speak. And you got to be real with it now.
That's
okay,
right.
So wherever
right.
you are, go ahead and make sure you get in a quiet area, everyone. All right? So with that being said, okay, again, the topic of this past week, we've been talking about the graduate. Do you have what it takes to please God to enter into heaven? Do you? Well, we're about to find out. All right. So, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ms. Bria, are you there?
Yes, sir.
The DJ, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ms. Janice, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you ain't come on right. You ain't come on right. You got to sing that one. How you singing? How you say you there?
Yes, sir.
Miss Tiana, don't worry about singing. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
All right. Y'all, don't bless her right quick. Just bless her. All right. So, y'all, we've been talking about this topic, and here it is, okay? The graduate. The first question that we have, now, I must tell y'all, I must say this. Mr. DJ, I invited somebody on the line tonight. They got scared on me. And I thought they had faith. Mr. Bree, let me know if she hang up. She's going to be on this line to talk to us. But we're going to, you know, we still going to have a good time. But she said that. She's going to be all right. All right. The very first question, y'all, the email question that I have. Here we go. Mr. DJ, can you please define what graduating is?
Graduation is, again, when you show proficiency to move to the next level. That's graduation. You have achieved your goal to show your proficiency to go to the next level.
Okay. Graduating. Mm-hmm. How we progress. Graduating. Yes. Now we just warming up now. All right. Ms. Tiana, can you answer that same question the emailer said? Can you please define what graduating is?
Graduation is marks the end of a period but the beginning of the rest of your life. So that it's a transition phase.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. She articulate tonight, y'all. She in our school mode. Bougie. Okay. Here we go. Ms. Janice. Can you please define what graduating is?
I'm going to say when you successfully complete a course or some type of training, receiving some type of degree.
Okay. All right, all right, all right. Uh-oh, Ms. Bree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come on, what you got?
I would define graduation as completion, you completing one part of your life, going into the second part of your life, starting a new chapter.
Okay, starting a new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I heard from all y'all. Let me add, the caller, the emailer said, can you please define what graduating is? Okay, I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Janice, and it's just real quick, yes or no. Do you think that Jesus graduated from the wilderness when he stepped out into his ministry? When he was tempted for 40 days, he was led to the wilderness by God to be tempted for 40 days. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Scratch that, back that up. Okay, he was led to the wilderness. to be tempted by Satan. And he was tempted in the wilderness. And upon leaving, here go that old tempter, Satan. And he stepped out into his ministry. When he said, "Satan, get behind me," do you think he graduated?
Oh, yes, definitely.
He graduated, okay. Mr. DJ?
Definitely, yes. He was promoted. He passed the test with flying colors.
Okay. All right, all right, all right. Ms. Tiana?
Yes, he did.
He did. Mr. Bree?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So it's fair to say that after you graduate, life just begins. In other words, all that you have don't mean that it's going to be the last day. Walking across stage is not. That's only a piece of it. As a matter of fact, that's not even half of it. As a matter of fact, that's not one-tenth of it. You still got
right.
to apply what you've been in school for, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So school, in general, prepares us for life.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yes, that's fair.
Can you, next question, start with you first, Ms. Tiana. Can you ever graduate from life?
Oh. Yes.
You can? Explain.
I say you can graduate from life at that day of your last day here on this earth. Well, it depends on the definition of life. That's a good question. Now that I'm speaking out loud, I would say no.
She confused. You got to go take some more classes.
You have to be, because I'm speaking everlasting life, right? So if I'm looking at like the definition of what that life is, life on this earth or everlasting life. So speaking out loud, I'm like, no, you can't graduate from life if you're going on.
DJ, don't get in that boat.
That's how I'm not in that one. I'm not in that one.
Don't get in that. Hold on. Ms. Shabri, can you graduate from life?
I would say no, because I say the reason why I'm saying no, because we continue to learn each day, every day. So I would say no.
Okay. All right. Ms. Janice, can you graduate from life?
I got a two-part answer, so I'm going to agree with Shabri that your life is a continual learning process. But I'm also going to kind of lean forward with Ms. Tiana as well, that when you pass from this life and graduate into eternal life, because we're trying to get to heaven, so we're needing to know what it takes as a graduate to enter into the kingdom. So that's my answer.
What's your ultimate answer? Because I'm about to throw you in that boat with Miss Tiana and Miss Shabri.
Life is continual, so I'm going to say no.
Okay. Mr. DJ, can you graduate from life?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes because one, if I may, let's say you're going to school. You got elementary school, middle school, high school, college. It's still school. And the answer is, yes, you can graduate. You're going further and further and further. When you are born, you get a specific date of expiration, graduation, life on this earth. And once you're done here, the ultimate is for you to be with the Father in the Spirit. But you can't go there with the Father if you're not ready, if you're not promoted, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do to show the proficiency that you are worthy to even be with him. So I'm going to say yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. I like that. I like all y'all answers, seriously. The graduate. Can you graduate from life? Miss Tiana, you was on to something, but I just wanted to be, just natural. Layman terms. Okay. Here's the subject. Here's the thing. You can graduate from life, your old self. In other words, you can graduate while you still have breath in your body. See, when you die to your old ways, that means when you put them aside, When you kill that old self, you've graduated from it. In other words, when you graduate from something, you can look back on it when you need it, but you don't partake in it. You lead it. Let me say it again. You lead it. You graduate from your fleshly ways. Remember, the Bible says that God meets us where we are. He graduated from the flesh, but that don't mean that he still won't come down and tap you on the shoulder to help you out a little bit.
That's right.
Okay. Right.
Y'all follow me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Graduate. In other words, DJ, just because you have flesh wrapped around you, in other words, you can have feelings, but graduate from feelings. In other words, I have them, but I know how to put my feelings in check. They don't lead me. I lead my feelings. You got to hear me now, somebody. See, when your feelings lead you, when your feelings lead you, come on, somebody, talk to me. This is the graduate. When you don't feel like going to work, what is more important, your money or your feelings?
Not your feelings.
What's more important? Your money, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So I know money is not more important than God, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So when you don't feel like doing right, which one is more important, your feelings or your God?
God. My God.
My God.
See, when you graduate from your feelings, that means, yes, I still have them, but I don't listen to them.
All right.
Okay.
I don't listen to them. Because if I don't work, I don't eat. In other words, if I don't work for God, how can you work for God if you don't do holy, righteous, right things? How can you work for God, anybody?
Okay. All right.
So is it fair to say that a lot of people have so-called graduated, but they're still unemployed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Y'all missed that one? They so-called graduated. In other words, a lot of people are Christian, but where they employment at?
Right.
Okay.
Because if you are Christian, Christ-like, that means you done graduated from being silly and doing the worldly stuff, right?
Right.
Right.
Y'all, we can't be in God and in the world at the same time. It's called lukewarm. In other words, what did we graduate from? Nothing, because we just straddling the fence. In other words, we want our cake and do what? Eat it too.
Eat it too.
That's right.
I don't think that that's graduation. Lord have mercy. Everybody quiet on me now. That's not graduating.
No.
We still act the same old way when we still have the same old crowd that bogged us down, that didn't get, you know, it didn't bring about any progression. What have we graduated from? If we still have the same childish mentality, just because we got older in age, does that mean that we graduated from childish behavior? Because if we have the mentality, you know that's our behavior as well, right?
Right.
Right.
Correct.
The only thing that changed was the skin.
Right.
You know, we got a little wider as we get older. The brain works a little better. But just because the brain works better don't mean that we graduated, because we still have that juvenile mindset.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or can I mean, I'm just being honest with people. If y'all, man, if you've graduated from your old stuff, why are you still looking back at your ex stuff?
That's
right.
Tell it.
Mr. DJ, is that possible?
It's possible. But it don't make sense.
In other words, they can do it, but they ain't going nowhere with it.
Nowhere.
Right.
Nowhere. All right, here we go. Next question, y'all. Next question. Here we go. Let me get to it. I'm going to start with you first, Miss Tiana. Do you think that a teenager is wise enough to choose their next phase in life after graduating high school, Miss Tiana?
Ooh.
Great question. Yeah. It really is. Where are they? But, yes, they've received vision on what they're supposed to do next in life.
Okay.
They may
okay.
not understand it, but I say
okay.
yes.
All right. Ms. Shabree, do you think that it's just wise enough to choose their next phase in life after graduating high school?
I say no. I don't believe they are after they graduate from high school. They don't have the mentality. Well, Not all of them. That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, you go sit over there in that corner right quick.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go sit over there in that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. DJ, do you think that a teenager is wise enough to choose their next phase in life after graduating high school?
Awesome question. After 16 years of teaching, Mr. Carr, my personal opinion is absolutely no. You have a grown-up body, but your mind hasn't had the experience or the expertise to tell you what you want to do. They may think they do, but the average person, even that goes to college, is not working in the field that they absolutely went to school for. The maturation and the wisdom of life kind of throws you curveballs here and there. And some may, but the majority of us do not. We still, you know, have a little bit more to go.
Okay. Miss Janice, where are you standing with that one?
I'm going to say yes. It depends on your upbringing, for one, the maturity level, because I could just use me as an example. I graduated when I was 17, and I was mature enough to go to my next phase in life and do what I had to do. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to chime in on this one, y'all. Chime in. We got a mixed bag, yeses and noes, huh? The question is, do you think that a teenager is wise enough to choose their next phase in life after graduating high school? That's loaded. That's loaded. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm literally not, like you said, it really depends on, you know, their upbringing. Because some children are forced to adulthood at an early age because maybe perhaps mama and daddy didn't make it. And I'm not talking about didn't make it in high school. I'm talking about didn't make it in life. They're no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
You see? So it depends on the circumstance. Okay. Maybe perhaps mom and dad is here, and they still have to do what they have to do.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's something that's in them that has a get-up-and-go button. You know, you can have five siblings, but you be the one that has that get-up-and-go that matures much faster.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
But holistically, for the most part, I would say absolutely not, as a whole. Because those are few and rare instances. Okay, as a whole, if you took 10,000, you know, high schoolers, do you think 10,000, what percentage of the 10,000? I would say 9,900 and, you know, 65. No. Especially in today's time, because the parents build friendships as opposed to build adulthood while they're growing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Y'all don't hear me yet, right? Talking about the graduate. In other words, the reason why I say no is because you have immature parents. You have kids raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what adulthood looks like. They don't know how to make, you know, godly, wise decisions. Do you think that a teenager is wise was the key word? Wise. Wisdom comes from God enough.
Right.
Do you think they're close to God enough, to have God insight enough to choose their next phase in life? After graduating high, it's possible, but for the most part, absolutely not.
Right.
Right.
Because they want their next career choice financially, not necessarily spiritually.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and you
that's
will
true.
Have parents that cultivate that financial growth. Remember, what did the profit of man to gain the whole world? But don't cultivate the spiritual growth.
Right.
All right.
You can't hold them accountable on something that you don't know, parents. In other words, all I do is send them to church. I don't know what they learn because I don't know how to hold them accountable when I don't know it myself.
All right. Don't go.
So how would their decision after high school be wise? Don't confuse wisdom with how much money they make, because a lot of people say they have a job after high school. Some of them chose to go to college. That is a wise choice. Says who? truth be told, graduating high school does not mean that you have to go to college and graduate either.
That's
right.
Or without college.
That's very true.
Hello, somebody? Just because you went to college and I graduated college, that don't mean nothing. I'm no better than you are.
That's right.
So do you think that a teenager is wise enough to choose their next phase in life after graduating? I still believe they still need their cultivation by some wise parents. I really do believe that, because that's a big career choice. And y'all listen to me when I say this. Why do you think I honestly believe in my heart of hearts, Ms. Tiana, Mr. DJ, Ms. Shabri, Ms. Janice, I believe that college should not be right after high school. I really believe that. I think it should be a gap, because this is why people go and get jobs, then they got to go back to school. You don't know what you're going to do. You're pretty much guessing, because when you go to college, how many people graduate and go into that field that they're in? From college.
All right.
Right there.
Now, that's 4 to 5 to 6 years later, after high school. So you know an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, whichever how old you are when you graduate high school, you know that's kind of, man, you don't really know like that.
Right.
All right.
Not for the rest of your life. Nope.
For the rest of your life. Because if you're the from the rest of your life, well, then how many people marry their high school sweethearts? I didn't say how many people want to and would be crazy for them, but how many people actually do?
Right.
Not me.
Right. Y'all hear me? Because that means wherever you was with in high school, you should be with now. I know some people like to hear that, but they don't want to move on yet.
And that's the car.
I'm talking that talk, boy. Here we go. What you got, Mr. DJ?
I just wanted to share a small personal testimony. When you come out of high school, I had an opportunity to buy, my dream car was a Corvette. And everybody knows Corvette start at $60,000 and up. So this is coming out of high school. I'm in college. And my father told me not to buy that car. And here I am, 9.5 hours away from home. I bought the car because they had it for $5,000. Well, what I didn't know, unwise teenager, is first of all, the insurance on it is going to be very, very high because I was under 25. Two, the parts, just the starter for the thing is $500. I couldn't keep up with that cost. So that's what I'm saying about wisdom. You know, like you, I agree totally with you. There should be a period before you go away for your career choice.
In other words, you need to have some intern hours. You need to have some field work beneath you. An 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 16-year-old, 19-year-old, in some cases, they're not equipped because they don't have enough field work. Now, watch this, parents and children alike. Listen to me and hear me good now. You do understand this is why people who, quote-unquote, when they say live in the hood, you know why they have a better success rate as far as living on their own? Oh, hear me good now. Don't let the job fool you, meaning they don't have no job, though, Mr. Carr. No, you're missing what I'm saying. They know how to live and survive. You know why? Because mom and daddy really wasn't there in the first place, so they had to do it on their own.
All right.
See, they have some field work. This is why they have what we call, quote-unquote, street smarts. They know how to survive because they have field work. They've been out there.
Right. Right.
Yep. So 18, 17, 6-year-old has been cultivated. Without mom and daddy, you have little boys talking about mama when you're going to cook. And he's 18. He don't even know how to toast bread.
Right.
How can you make a career decision at that age?
Amen.
Right.
All right.
Huh?
That's why they don't pay student athletes, Mr. Cuff.
All right.
College students, they can't handle that.
Y'all understand? So the question was, do you think that a teenager is wise enough to choose their next phase in life after graduating high school? I'm not going to lean on towards yes. I would say no, because they need some field work. They need some life experiences. They need to fall a little bit, fail a little bit. They need to take care of some things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because everybody wanted to be a lawyer, huh? But do you have enough right now to sustain what it takes to go through school to be a lawyer?
Mm.
That's the problem.
Do you have that type of backing?
Right.
You got to survive right now.
All right.
Oh, I'm not discouraging that. But what I'm saying is you got to prep yourself. Now, what I mean by survive right now, still go and do it, my child. Do it and be excellent. But you very well have to flip burgers at McDonald's. It's okay. Do you have what it takes to sustain yourself? In other words, don't look at the process. Look at the purpose behind it. So many people who are childish and childlike, they look at the process. Ooh, that's going to be hard. But see, when you mature into adulthood, you look at the purpose, meaning I don't care how hard the cost is, I'm going to get on there because I understand the purpose behind it. Hello?
Right.
That's right.
Huh? In other words, I don't care how many burgers I got flipped, but the purpose is that I got to get in law school. Whoo, you're missing it.
Come on. Come on.
How many people just understand that? Huh?
Hmm.
They're too busy worried about the birds and the bees trying to figure out which one is which. They don't know the bird from the bee.
All right, now.
Oh, y'all got quiet on me real quick, huh?
Why? I know. That's why it's some. That's right.
All right. All right. Ms. Shabri, I'm going to start with you on this one. All right. Here we go, y'all. The graduate. Number 3 question. My child has graduated with honors and is in the top 5 in her class. She has earned a full scholarship to a prestigious university. Yet financially, I'm strapped, and I cannot provide a new or a used vehicle for her like my neighbors have done for their child who has graduated high school. She deserves that and more. Ms. Shabri, what am I to do?
It doesn't matter what the neighbor's doing if that's what you can't afford right now. She just can't get it. For me, I would say when I'm able to get you a $300-$400 car, and that's what you're probably going to get because I can get that right now, that's what I would get. I don't care what the neighbor has. I'm not worried about that. It's what's going on in my house. I know she's done great in school. She's doing everything. She do deserve it. But this, at this time, this is what I'm able to get. You know, that's it.
$300-$400, that's the stairway, baby. That ain't no fun.
Well,
whatever.
In
the driveway, huh?
I can find her a little car to get her to from point A to point B.
Okay. That don't mean she's going back to point A, though. She ain't getting no returning. She ain't going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brand new bike.
Look,
but she'll get to school.
We're reflectors. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. She'll get to school, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Miss Janice, same question. My child has graduated with honors and is in the top 5 in her class. She has earned a full scholarship to a prestigious university, yet financially I'm strapped, and I cannot provide a new or used vehicle for her like my neighbors have done for their high school graduate. She deserves that and much more. What am I to do, Ms. Janine?
I'm going to say as a parent, just keep doing what you've been doing, and that's, you know, to encourage your daughter to continue to be the best that she can be, and, you know, when it's your time and your season and God puts you in a financial, gives you a financial blessing when you're able to do that, then you'll be able to do that. I'm just going to say right now it's not your season to be able to do that for your daughter. And it doesn't make you any less of a parent, although we want what's best for our children. She's done well and made you proud, you know, by being in the top 5 of her class as an honor graduate. So, I mean, you know, we all want what's best for our kids, but just right now at this particular point, you're not able to do it. So, I mean, don't get discouraged about it.
Okay. Ms. Tiana, what you got on that one?
And you don't need a car to go to college. That's not a prerequisite. Just focus on the great work she's already done and encourage her to continue that work while she's away at school. And then in time, if a car is in her purview, then a car will be there. But right now, focus on her getting to and through school.
Okay. Mr. DJ, what you got?
I agree with Ms. Tiana. First of all, most colleges don't allow freshmen to have cars for a reason. That's a big responsibility. I want you to focus on your academics. For 18 years, you've been walking, catching the bus, and getting a ride. So I will let you know if you continue doing what you're supposed to do, when money is available, I got you. You know, you may have to start small. It might be a scooter, a skateboard, or something coming new, you know, until we can get the full vehicle. Because with the vehicle comes gas and insurance and upkeep and everything else. So I will gradually continue to go at the pace that God has us to go. And leave it at that.
Okay. That's good, huh? Make sure you rotate legs every other week so that right leg is not strong leg, dominant leg.
Okay.
Huh? my child has graduated with honors and is in the top five in her class.
Her class.
She has earned a full scholarship to a prestigious university, yet financially I'm strapped. And I cannot provide a new or, for that matter, used vehicle for her like my neighbor has done for their high school graduate. She deserves that and more. What am I to do?
I have a caller, too.
Okay, what was that?
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I say you get that car for her because she's earned it. She's worked hard in high school. It's not many students that graduate top five. If you have to get another job, do that. But I say
you could be my mom. Well, look, be my mom. All right, I like that. That's true. That's real stuff there. Not everybody graduate top five. I like that. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody else?
No, that's it.
Okay, everybody else sitting on them court, they just being quiet. All right, here we go. Financially, you strapped and you cannot provide. That's tough. Here's the thing. As a child, let's take parent out of this. Let me reverse this question, Ms. Tiana, Ms. Janice. Let's look at it from the child's perspective. How would a child do this? Would the child be selfish to still want mama or daddy to get another job? Would that be selfish because they want their car?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's strong.
And I ain't going to get it.
Sneeze on them, Jesus. Just sneeze on them a little bit. Just say I should. All right, here we go. The thing is, absolutely they deserve it. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But I'm not this proponent. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Because graduating, even in the top five, was not so that I can get a reward. It's so that I can progress. See, here's the thing. Y'all hear me and hear me good. Your classification top five, what if they had people, what if you didn't finish in the top five? Let's just say you finished at the end of the class, but did you graduate? They could have they're smart, right? The reason why I'm saying this is because of this. I'm reminded of a man named, it sounds like Job, it's spelled like Job, but his name is Job.
All right.
Right.
See, what I'm trying to tell you is success does not always mean a tangible reward.
Right.
That's right.
Correct. Right.
Amen.
God said, have you tried my faithful servant, Job? In other words, if Job had his hand out for some keys, he was going to miss heaven.
All right.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Right.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, I earned a scholarship so you wouldn't have to pay for nothing else. Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Oh, happy. Did y'all miss what I just said? I earned a scholarship because I didn't want you to have to pay for nothing else. Just so happened I was fortunate able to get the scholarship because not everybody who's smart even get a scholarship. Does that mean they're
Amen.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. They can only give out so many scholarships.
Right.
Just because they ain't get one don't mean that your child is privileged or is not privileged because they got one or didn't. See, God has a way of working. And see, what I'm telling you is the reward does not have to be tangible all the time.
Right.
When you graduate, so you're going to put mom and daddy in a rut? And make mom and daddy feel good because they cannot provide for you like somebody else's. They just have the fortunate access to finances.
All right.
Yeah. Right.
You understand? Hear me and hear me good. Success does not always mean tangible reward. And we shouldn't be so selfish to say what I want. Because I thought that this was supposed to be making mommy and daddy ride easy, easier in the first place.
That's right.
Yep. When we are a child of God and we graduate, what we're doing is we're making God's job easier. Y'all don't hear me. Hear me good. When you graduate, the job is to make daddy God's job easier. In other words, he don't have to spend much time focusing on me and my sin because I got my sin under control. Daddy, go spend it on somebody else. You got a good child with me. What you want me to do? He don't have to watch me too much.
All right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Oh, man, y'all got to catch what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
You graduate so that you can make the overseer's job, God's job, easier. Come on, parents. Don't you love when you have a child that graduated? I ain't talking about graduated high school. I'm talking about the day they graduated into something called maturity.
Yes,
ma'am. It just hit them all of a sudden. Don't you like that? Now you can talk to them like a real adult. Now you can depend on them. Now you can send them to the store, not just for the grocery. You can send them to the store to go to the bank and bring stuff. See, you can do that for real, huh?
All
right.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to call them to tell them to do it. They're going to call you and say, do you need anything today, mom or daddy?
Yep, that's right.
Got the house in your pocket.
Oh, yes, Lord. Y'all see the difference?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So top five is great. Earn a scholarship is great. Huh? But if you wasn't here, you wouldn't be in the category of doing any of that. So just be, look, mom or dad, I'm just thankful that y'all had me. Y'all done did y'all part. You don't owe me nothing else.
Right.
You don't owe me nothing else. Because I don't want you to think that every time I do something great in your eyes that you owe me something. That's not what this is about.
All right.
Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Are we getting this? New car versus used car? Hold on. Miss Tiana versus no car. What's the difference? I've told a lot of people, do not. Y'all don't think I'm mean. I'm just honest. I have a daughter. Well, listen to me. I tell them, do not. I have a niece, too, and I told my sister this. Do not buy a car that early. My sister wanted to buy a car that was $8,000 for a first car. Talking about making it reliable. Was my question. Sure enough, 2 months later, car wrecked. What do they know? If anything, I'm going to get you something that you can wreck and that you would appreciate. So that's your first vehicle. Just because you got your driver's license or whatever it may be and you've graduated to that stage don't mean that you're about to get something that's so valuable. You don't understand it until you have it. See, in other words, let me get you something that, you know, that can get you here and there. You'll be fine even as a female because why would I get you something so brand new now? Because you're going to think you can come back to this world all the time like that. And we're not going to play them games. Because, see, now I'm setting you on your course in life. If that be the case, before y'all get mad at me, graduates, before you get mad at me, why didn't Jesus have what it takes to get around? He has
all
kids.
Right. Come on.
Hmm. And God have it all. God has everything. At the not even as his word. He can think it and Jesus could have had it.
All right. Right.
Now, why didn't that graduate happen? Now, he ain't the top five. He is the university. Why
he? Amen.
Because the value is not in the tangible tangible things. The value is in you. You are the vehicle.
Amen.
You are the vehicle. So as opposed to mom and daddy giving you keys, why don't you give them keys and say, hey, you can access me when you need me.
All right.
Come on.
Man, y'all. All right, I'm going to move forward. People like me right about now. See, y'all do know that when it's inspirational, the word of God is universal. That means they can apply it over here. They can apply it in Africa. They can apply it in those third world countries that don't have vehicles. When it's the word of God, it can be universal. When it's not the word of God, that means it can only be applied in your household because you have. But what about the people who don't? See, when it's universal, you know it's God. That means the same thing that I'm saying now, they can apply where they don't have cars. Want it applied?
All right.
Yeah, everybody happy now, huh? Because the reward should never be, I don't want you to go to school so that you can get the car. I want you to go to school so that you can be better in life.
Come on.
Amen.
Okay. Women, the graduate. In other words, if he being nice to you just because he can get in your pants, what kind of graduate is he? He was false. He was phony. So what's the difference between him trying to get in your pants as the ultimate goal versus somebody trying to get the car keys as the ultimate goal? I thought he was trying to get to know you as an individual, regardless of whether you took off your pants or not. Oh, my God. See, I'm talking that talk that people don't want to hear now.
Because the graduating process, you coming to my house, graduated from the doorstep, don't mean that you're about to get in my pants, right, women?
All right.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Somebody said I home tutored him. He had to come. I went to
him.
We're going to bless him after the call, though. All right, here we go. Number four, question four, Mr. DJ. I'm going to start it off with you. Mr. DJ, man asked this question. He said, Mr. Carr, man to man, I need your help. My dilemma is that my son, who has recently graduated from college, has moved back home with my wife and I. How do I get him out so that I can return back to playing hide and seek with his mama? Hashtag LOL, but serious.
Well.
Right.
It's a couple of things.
It's not old and laughing.
It's a couple of things. And I understand the pain. But a couple of things. First of all, you should have prepared him to be out from the get-go. But you need to start. He has the education from college, obviously, the credentials. But you have to give him an education on life. What you need to do is stop making it so comfortable in that nest. It's time for him to leave the nest. You need to make him want to leave the nest. If you keep spoiling and buying everything and provided he don't have any responsibilities or any bills, why should he want to leave? So what you have to do is make it uncomfortable with love to show him that, hey, this ain't where you want to be. You know, the older you get, you're going to want to have some company and do other things. But if you're still at home and you're paying rent, then why not get your own place? You know, so I just say he needs to start preparing him for a life lesson instead of just allowing him to be there and just be there.
Okay. Real quickly, Ms. Janice, what you got?
Well, I'm just going to keep it 100. Because first of all, you ain't even coming back in the house. It's just not going to be able to happen. Because, no, you just can't come back in the house. I mean, we've been playing house since you've been gone. We shouldn't have to stop.
I ain't say nothing about playing house. They said hide and seek.
Hide and go see.
Well, it's the same thing.
Right.
It's the same thing. Go ahead, Janice.
No, it ain't.
I am letting them back in, but to answer the question, that's right. Stop being an enabler.
Okay.
I think as parents, we can sometimes be enablers. So stop being an enabler and make your child get out and go out there and apply the skills that they've learned thus far and do what they got to do to survive.
Mm-hmm. Especially while you're still here. Especially while you're still here. Okay? Because the last thing you want to be is gone and you can't help them.
That's
right.
Okay? And the difference between house and hide and go seek, house is with an apron. Now, I'm going to tell you, now let me ask this real quickly, then y'all can go. I'm going to tell you, you ain't coming back in my house because there's only one big snake in this house. Now, take it home.
Oh, Lord.
You understand? Now, I'm going to walk around my house naked. You can get out.
one king, one queen.
That's right.
Oh,
how you got it? You understand? Don't worry about no mask and handcuffs. That ain't none of your business. Get
it. Oh, my God.
I apologize, y'all. Miss Tiana, I'm crazy. Miss Tiana, say this one.
Lord, help.
Oh, but it is. Miss Tiana, what you got?
I'm going to say is I'm in alignment. There's going to be times when people have to stay. But it shouldn't be an expectation that this is their lifelong location that they need to be. So whatever it is, it's time to get out. I love chores, pay rent. Like, you're not living here for free. So you're going to feel the pain, and you're going to be out quickly. You've got a deadline. Bye.
I got to rebuttal that. Ms. Tiana, not every, you know, household has mother-in-law suite, number one. Some of them don't even have a garage, because that was going to be my next option, garage. I am not putting on clothes when it's my house and I want to walk around.
Come on, now.
I want to walk around. See, I'm used to Adam and Eve. I'm used to Adam and Eve type, y'all. My house has an African theme, and that's how we're going to roll here. Okay? So I know how they dress in Africa. We're going to get that clear.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now, with that being said, I'm not going to be uncomfortable in my own house.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh.
Real talk. So if you want to be there, your hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. After that,
right.
If I have camera asking me,
Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord.
Now, you got a 5-hour window to come in and fix lunch and go wherever you're going.
Right.
That's my rest period. All right. Cool. All right. Mr. Bree, what you got?
I think everybody has answered. Answer the questions, but, you know, no, they can't come back. They can't come back because we have decided, you know, we doing things for ourselves now. They can't come back up in there because then you're going to be interrupting what's going on here.
Okay.
So you have graduated from college. You have graduated from college. You should have your skills. You can go get a job, get your own apartment, because why would you pay rent in my home? And you can go pay rent somewhere else. So go ahead, because you want somebody just to cook and clean for you. No, you go do that at your own place.
Amen.
Nah. All right. Now, in all fairness, in all seriousness, now, we like to have fun. But in all seriousness, there may come a point in time where kids have to come back home. Okay? Now, it's on a discerning, wise parent to discern and be wise in their decision-making, in all seriousness now. Okay, so
yeah.
They have to come home for a period of time. They have to come home for a period of time, but you have to be wise in your approach. Set some guidelines,
right.
Set some, you know, deadlines too, because you can't be saying,
yep.
You know, you're going to stay 6 months, but it ends up to be 6 years.
Okay? Right.
Perfect guideline. I'm not telling you when to cut it off and so forth and so on. You do as God needs you to do, because there may be some homes where the parents need assistance, where the child has to come back in and literally take care of mom and daddy because they can't take care of themselves, in all seriousness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's very different.
Right. So it's only right that you use God in each and every situation, because each and every situation, you know, is unique in its own self.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The only thing that I would urge anybody to do is not enable them, you know, with the parental mannerisms of this new age. But they just freeload and don't know how to be a successful husband nor wife to somebody else.
Right.
You only know how to be a child to you.
Mm-hmm.
The whole objective in parenting is to push them out so that they can start their own. That's the objective.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So whether you graduated college or not, the whole objective is to get you from point A to point B to whether you want to come back to point A, unless it's under dire need. Follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. All right, we got some rapid-fire questions. Here we go, y'all. Almost there now, almost there. I'm going to start with you first, Mr. DJ, okay? I am one credit shy from graduating, all right? And now
okay.
I have another semester. Am I a failure for not completing in an appointed time?
No, you're not a failure. You need to do whatever it takes and stay the course. You're a failure when you give up.
Hmm. Mr. Bree. Same question.
No, I don't believe you're a failure. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes you might have to stop, but you're going back. Like Mr. DJ said, as long as you don't give up. So I don't believe, no, you're not.
Okay. Ms. Tiana?
Oh, not a failure. Do what you got to do. Get it done.
Okay. You say get it done. She must be working on some type of work, some... You doing schoolwork?
Schoolwork.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm preoccupied over that. She don't want to talk to us tonight. We going to work over here then. Ms. Denise, what you got?
No, you're not a failure. I mean, life happens, situations, circumstances. So you just keep going, push through, and make it count.
That's what it is, y'all. I have nothing to add to that. Go back and get it. Because a lot of times it very well may not be on you. Sometimes God purposely gave you that one credit shy. So he want to see how bad you want it.
All right.
You did wrong. You could have aced every test, but the teacher didn't like you. Miss Tiana is the teacher, and she don't like us today. But she want to purposely flunk us. Why are you doing that, Miss Tiana? Don't worry about it. We're going to be back.
Can I share a testimony, sir?
Of course you can. What you got?
With that, this is something that's been shared online quite a bit, of a young man who was upset that he had to stay an extra semester to finish up. But at his graduation, all those who graduated that year, their debt was paid for. So even though it may be that extra year, you don't know what is the reason why you are staying that extra year. So always keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, y'all. All right.
That's true.
What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to split the room up, okay? We're going to play the devil's advocate.
Uh-oh.
This is the word of God. I'm going to split the room up. Mr.
My
DJ. Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, you and Miss Janice, y'all going to play the devil's advocate. Y'all the negative side.
Okay.
Y'all playing the devil's advocate. Miss Shabri, you and Miss Tiana.
Tiana.
Oh, we got to pray over this. All right, Miss Shabri, you and Miss Tiana, y'all playing God's word. Y'all inspiration.
All right.
Mr. DJ, you and Miss Janice, y'all negativity. No matter how you really view it, I want y'all to play the role of the devil's advocate, just negative. All right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, here's a question. I have been going to school to fulfill my family's dream for me. Now that I've admitted this and want to change what's purpose for me, my family is refusing to support me financially. How do I proceed without the funding? Devil's advocate, what y'all got to say?
We got to do what we got to do. Get funding correct.
Yeah,
if it means
sell
weed, if it means, whatever. We got to get it.
Go get it, mama. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You hear me, mama?
All right. Hold on. Y'all heathens over there. Hold on. Ms. Shabri, I'm going to start with you, the voice of God. How would you come at this?
I would come at it the way, you know, let me see what I can do to try to help you out. But don't worry about it. I just tell them don't stress about it. Don't worry about it. We'll find a way.
Okay. Now let me pose the question again so we can all be on the same page. I have been going to school to fulfill my family's dream for me. That's what they want from me. And since now that, you know, I've admitted this, that this is something they want, not what I want to change my purpose. In other words, I don't want to go to school no more for what they want. I want to go to school for what I want.
Right.
Okay?
You're right.
Now I'm going to school for what I want. They're not financially supporting me no more. How do I move forward? What inspiration you can give this child?
To do what she wants to do. Baby, do what you want to do. Don't do what we wanted you to do. This is your dream. That was your family's dream. This is your dream. You feel your dream, not their dream.
But she don't have no money.
I'm saying we got to make this happen, man.
Hold on, Devil Advocate.
Yeah.
Now, you're stepping over the line. Now, hold on. Security line here.
God will provide for her. God will provide for her. She don't have any money at this time. But there's other resources. God will make a way for her.
Miss Tiana?
Yep. Yeah, I'm in alignment. If this is what your purpose to do, then you go ahead and do it. Things will come together. And because your family has been providing, you may not know that there are other means of getting things. So let's go to the financial office, maybe get a scholarship, do something. But if this is what you're supposed to do, it will come to fruition.
Devil's Advocate, Miss Janice. You're a part of the family, want them to go to school, and you don't want financially supporting them. Now they want to switch up on you. What you got to say?
No, you're going to go to school for what I said. What you going to do? And ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Mr. DJ Devil's Advocate, what you got?
Hey, whatever opportunity you see, take it, because you don't get but one. God won't mind. You know what I'm saying? So if you got snatch purses, sell weed, you know, do a little something on the side, do whatever you got to do, we got to have it. It don't come along but one time. So he'll make it all better later. You can go back and apologize later.
All right.
Oh, my God.
The voice of God, Mr. B. This person, you see the family that don't want them to finance them no more because they're not doing what they want them to do. Can you tell that family something on behalf of that child? What can you tell that family?
I will tell the family, if you need to support this child. This is not for you. You want the child to succeed. Don't cut them off just because they're not doing what you want them to do. You wouldn't want nobody to do that to you. So support this child in what she wants, he or she wants to do.
Ms. Tiana?
Don't try to live vicariously through this child. Your plan for their life is not fair for them. Let them. They have a vision of what they're supposed to do. Allow them to live it. You cannot hold them back. If you choose not to pay, that's fine. That's on you. But know that if you have the means, support your child.
Okay. That's what it is, y'all. So y'all saw the negative and the positive, because this actually goes on in life for real. What people, if you're not doing what people want you to do, graduating, let's not even take graduating from college or school. I'm talking about graduating in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, if you don't do what that man wants you to do, he's not going to fund you no more.
Right.
All right.
How much of, how educated is he? He obviously didn't graduate from the school of God to maturity, because now he wants you to be his puppet and he be your master.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all don't think everybody can be good, because a lot of this goes on in life in general, not just from, you know, the natural graduate. I'm talking about in life in general. Some people are bound by bribes.
That's true.
All right.
Because some people got information on you and you can't even live the truth, let alone tell it. Because if you do, somebody going to let it out the bag. That's like a bribe. They got information that will expose you.
All right.
They won't support you anymore because you're no longer doing what they want you to do. My advice, my inspiration to them would be this. Okay, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. In other words, keep on doing what God wants you to do, even if it's a season. Man, even if it's a season, hear me, even if it's a season where there's a drought, you still will be sustained. In other words, if God didn't give it to you right away, that means he was delaying it for a purpose. He need to build something up in you. In other words, a lot of times God will delay it for a purpose. See, this is what I need people to hear, because I've heard it all too often. I want people to see that I'm successful or that I'm happy without him. No, see, when you play that game, you're taking your eyes off your purpose. Focus on your purpose and not on people. See, what happens is God will allow you to be Lazarus, look like you're dead, and raised. See, if you focus on trying to please people, because when you start to focus on people pleasing, you're not focusing on your purpose anymore. And the more you focus on people, they become your idol, your master.
All right.
Yep.
In other words, when you depend on them, they are your source, and God no longer is. So God said he will have no other idols before me, before him. In other words, he will purposely close mom and dad or whoever is supporting you pocketbook so that you can solely depend on him, not what you're going to do.
All right.
Come on.
Each.
What are you going to do?
Mr. Carr.
Yes, sir.
I just have a quick question. If you have a child as a parent and you send that child to college and they graduate, and let's say this child is a lawyer, this is a female, your daughter, she's a lawyer, then she goes and marries a doctor and now she's a stay-at-home mom, do you have the right to ask for your money back for feeling a certain type of way? Like, I done paid all this money. Is that wrong to do that?
No. No, you don't. No,
if
you don't.
That was not the agreement up front, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
I just feel a certain type of way for paying for all that schooling and you stay at home. You know.
But remember,
hold
on.
Just, my friend.
Well, no, right, but just like the child who wanted the keys, don't do it because you want the money back. You do it because it was ordered for you to do, right?
Yeah.
and it wasn't even the arrangement in the first place. If it was going to be the arrangement that you pay it back, let that be known up front.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
$56,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just
saying.
Mm. So
you can do something.
So what?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, well. Okay, can I interject? I'm sorry. This that's just horrific to me. The fact that a woman has chosen to raise her children, that does not mean she's not going to do something with her degree later on or in the midst. She's making a choice to be with her child. That's absolutely ridiculous to talk about trying to get money back. That's unacceptable. I'm sorry.
Well, she didn't rose up. Now she didn't.
Okay.
She got some Crenshaw on her. Now, this is a peaceful caller.
It's Brooklyn. Yep, it's Crenshaw.
All right. Barbados, all that. All right, here we go. Y'all ready? All right, last question. Here we go. Last question. The only way to heaven is through the Son. Once I acknowledge He is my Lord and Savior, is that enough? Miss Janice?
Are we still on different sides?
Yeah, we're still on different sides. Now, Miss Janice, you and Mr. DJ, devil's advocate. Okay? So I want you to defend the stance that y'all need to defend this stance. Once I say I'm saved, that is enough. Ms. Shabree, you and Ms. Tiana defend the stance, no, it's not. Ms.
Okay.
Ms.
Well, that's it. I'm saved. I done what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. She ain't all the way saved. That's all she can get. Mr. DJ, what you got?
I mean, you know, I go to church, and I even bought the man holy water that say that, you know, you just, the miracle spring water and all that good stuff. I listen to gospel music, so.
Lord Jesus. All right, let me make it. Y'all can I don't know them people know, but forgive them. All right, listen to this. Let me create the scenario, because this is real life, okay? I heard this.
Yes.
All right, Mr. DJ, you and Miss Janice are going to play devil's advocate. Oh, this is going to get good now. Miss Tiana, this is the last question. You and Mr. Bree, y'all playing inspiration from God. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, here we go. Graduate. So I've graduated from my old way of living, and I have an ex. I'm going to talk about it. But I'm in something else now. I'm in something new. A new thing, Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't intend to hurt the new thing, but I did. Mr. DJ, defend the stance. I want you and Miss Janice to defend the stance. Why is this, Mr. Bree? Defend the stance. That I didn't intend. I didn't go into it to hurt you. Although I ultimately hurt you. Why are you mad? I didn't intend to hurt you. It just happened like that. Defend that. Miss Janice, start with you.
Well, I didn't plan on hurting you. It just happened. It just happened. I didn't mean to hurt you. I called my ex back up, and, you know, it just happened.
Mm. Mr. DJ?
Well, you know, baby, things, you know, kind of just be a little different here. You know what I'm saying? You know, even in the Bible, they had more than one woman. I mean, I love you. I love you. So I'm saying, you know, back in Africa, we was cool. You come over here to the United States, and now, you know, they say you can only have one. But, you know, I got love for you both. But I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You always going to be there. Just give us some time. But it's all good, you know.
Now, this is a graduate situation. They supposed to be graduated from their past, but they still playing with it. That's the negative side. Give me some inspiration, Miss Tiana. What you got?
All right. Once you've done wrong, you've done wrong. I'm happy that you're owning it, but the reality is I cannot accept it.
Mm.
We have choices that we're supposed to make, and each day we're to crucify our flesh and come out of our sin ways. So each and every day we have this opportunity. So the fact that you've chosen to step out on our relationship tells me that you choose to live a life that's not in God.
Mm.
So I do pray that we can correct these things, but it won't be with me right here, right now.
Mm. Right.
Hold on. Was it a waste of time?
No, it wasn't a waste of time.
No. You're not.
It's never a waste of time. Here's why it's not a waste of time. Because we always got to grow. And you know what? God put you in my, and put us together for this time and this period.
Everybody don't understand.
Hold on,
Mr. B. Let me let you talk. What you got, Mr.
Bird? Repeat your question one more time to make sure I have the right answer.
Okay, as an individual, they didn't step out. They was in a relationship, and they went backwards. Okay?
Okay.
They went backwards. They start entertaining old stuff again.
With that, the intention over impact, no, even though you said you didn't intend to do it, you did it. I can't forgive you for that. We have to cut ties. I understand. I forgive you. Let me take that back. I forgive you because I have to. But we don't have to be together. I'm done with it. It's over. Because you went back to your ex. That means you wasn't never done with it. You was never done with it at all.
Okay.
If you reaching back to the past.
Let me share some insight right quick, y'all, because they talking subtle. Let me go ahead and ramp this thing up, last question. So devil's advocate, I heard y'all. Inspiration, I heard y'all. Individual went back. They didn't intend to, but they did. I do believe the Bible said the better an ending of a thing than the beginning, right, Miss Janice?
Right.
What did it say specifically?
Let me get it. Just one moment.
Yeah, it is better the ending than the beginning. In other words, just because you didn't start strong, it's really about how you finish.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Y'all feel me? In other
words,
if you started off in God and you faded away, who's better? The one who started strong in God and faded away, or the one who started soft or weak in God and gained momentum? Who's greater?
The one who gained momentum.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Mr. News, real quick?
Ecclesiastics 7:8, and this is the New International Version. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride.
You understand that, y'all?
Oh, yes.
Ms. Tiana said it wasn't a waste of time. I disagree. Now, I agree in the spiritual sense, but let me get on people's level. It is a waste of time. Y'all do know what a waste of time is, right? A waste of time is when you have an expected end, and you invest in the expected end, and you don't get a return on your investment. Is that not a waste of time?
All right.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Come on, don't be so spiritually high to what we miss, people. Because if you went to school, or parents, you have poured into a child, and you paid tuition, and they never went to class, was that not a waste of your money?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yes.
You've invested 2 years, Miss Tiana, in a relationship with Mr. DJ, and the expected end was marriage, and you didn't get it. Was it a waste of your time, Miss Tiana?
Yes. We were coming from the spiritual lens.
I'm coming from the natural lens, Miss Tiana.
I get that. When you asked me the question, it was spiritual.
But I'm coming right now from the natural lens.
Oh, yes. Natural, yes, it was a waste of time, sir.
Y'all do understand. See, what happens, these are natural calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get so spiritually high because, see, here's the thing about it, Miss Tiana. We stray from the spiritual lens, but when that happened in reality, do we conceive it that way?
Mm. No, we step out of it.
Mm.
We don't.
Mm. What person on this phone wouldn't think that's a waste of time if you invested money in some shoes? And you can't wear? That was a waste of money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a waste of money.
Y'all, let me give y'all the analogy of the shoe right quick before we get out. Because when we graduate, we should understand about a certain amount of things, right? Hit me good when I say this. The analogy of the shoe about graduating. It's not about how I look. It's not about how it feels. It's about how well it can help me perform my task at hand, the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. It's not about how the shoe looks. It feels. It's about how well it can help me perform my task at hand. People do this in relationships all the time. If I wear a size 9.5 men's shoe, which I do just in case y'all want to buy, okay, 9.5. I'm just messing with y'all. But I wear a size 9.5 men's shoe. Not all shoes going to fit the same at 9.5. Now, will they?
Right. No.
Some people will hold on or go buy a shoe because that's the only one they have in stock. And just because they like the way that it looks, now it hurts their foot, Ms. Tiana. Mr. DJ, mm-hmm. It hurts their foot to where when they walk in it, it hurts, but it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not understand, Ms. Janice, that some people will still buy that shoe? In other words, some people will force fit a relationship just because of what they want.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the relationship hurts. They're not even seeing a lot with the relationship with the shoe on because it hurts so much. Y'all don't hear me.
That's right.
As opposed to maturing and graduating in wiser, smarter decisions, all you had to do was order the shoe, but people want what they want, when they want it, and how they want it right now. So they don't have the fortitude to be patient and wait.
That's true.
Lord, y'all missing
mm-hmm.
it? Graduates?
Come on.
A lot of people don't have the fortitude to wait on the relationship that God wants to send them. They want to create their own, and it hurts. It hurts
right.
their walk in life, and it hurts their walk with God. The shoe hurts. Because they
right.
just want to put their foot in that relationship, in that shoe.
All right.
Hmm.
And what happens is when they get the right shoe, the right relationship, because they're familiar with walking around and hurting all the time, they don't want to ever feel comfortable.
Hmm.
So they go back to what they're familiar with hurt.
That's good.
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
They go back to the hurt because I refuse to believe that you graduate and you turn back to the same old thing that you graduated from.
All right.
I've heard people say that was my past, but I graduated from it, but I wanted to be friends with it. You can't be friends with something that hurt you. When did you throw the old pair of shoes away? Because when did you take responsibility, Ms. Shabri, and say it was my fault for purchasing it in the first place?
Right.
Right.
Hello, somebody? I don't think
that's right. That's right.
Analogy? This is how people literally live their relationships, which means they never graduate into maturity. I just told you earlier, when you're young, you can't make those type of decisions. That's how we know when I was a child, I thought like a child, understood like a child. That means you still have a whole lot of childish people. Childish means the ways of the world. They're still childish. Childish. They're childish.
Right.
And childish people
right.
go by how the shoe look and how the shoe feel as opposed to what the shoe can help me do and I help it do together. Lord have mercy.
That's right. Okay.
When you mature, you buy shoes for a purpose. You know how many people wearing Nikes? Lord have mercy. But don't work out a day in their life? It's for style.
Right.
You
right.
know he don't run at all, but uh-huh. he wearing Nikes.
All right.
Right.
You know she don't work out, but she wearing Nikes. Just because it look good don't mean that it's serving you a purpose. Now, does it?
That's right.
Correct.
Just because you think the relationship feels good and looks good and you just have to have it, what purpose is it serving you? If it's not serving you a purpose, why are you entertaining it? Why are you playing with it? See,
right.
we mature, Mr. DJ, from childish mindsets, we graduate into something. In other words, when you graduate into if it ain't feeding my purpose, it will not be in front of me. It will not be around me. If it doesn't feed your purpose, why did you go backwards?
Right.
I thought you graduated from foolishness. Why are you
right.
entertaining conversations? Why are you entertaining people? Why are you even entertaining thoughts that are non-progressive?
Right.
See? So when we graduate, Stop purchasing things that hurt your walk.
That's right.
You understand? Because eventually, that shoe gun, look, it's got to come off your foot anyway. And do understand, if it hurts your walk, that means it's fit for somebody else. And if you share a shoe that somebody else wears, it's called fungus that go around. Oh, my God. Y'all
come
hear
on.
Me? Mr. DJ? It's a fungus that go around.
That's
huh?
right.
Oh, I don't think y'all really hear what I'm saying. Graduates,
yes,
check this out. You do know that you can go ahead and get a foot detox, and it can tell you about your whole health through your feet, huh? Y'all knew that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
That's true.
They can tell you about your whole health through your feet. See, this is why your walk got to be good, graduates. This is why you got to not only get the shoe that fits your purpose, but you got to get the shoe that also that you can lead in the right
mm-hmm.
direction. Because you're the one purchasing it, aren't you?
That's right.
Mr. DJ, the shoe shouldn't make the individual. The individual should make the shoe. In other words, the relationship don't make me. I make the relationship.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Did y'all catch that? And if you're
right.
in a relationship with them and somebody else in a relationship with them and you cool with that, see, somebody has been bitten by a fungus. You don't even know it, huh?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Still talking, Miss Tiana. You might not like the analogy, y'all, but it's real. See, when you graduate, you start wearing other stuff that's not yours. Hmm? You don't wear it because it look good. You don't wear it because it feel good. It hurt. Your toes are crumpled up because of that. Crunched. Mm. You know it don't fit, but you like the way it look and the way it feels so good that you will wear it and then take the shoe off in the car and wear it again and take the shoe off. You can't even wear it for a lifetime.
Right.
All right.
Right.
You can't even be in that relationship for a lifetime because you know it hurt. Why are you playing them games?
All right.
That's right.
Remember, children play games and they don't graduate. Let's go ahead and pray right quick, Mr. DJ.
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, as we spiritually touch and agree, we humbly come to you as we know how to say thank you. Thank you for another call. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the supplier of the word, Father. May it manifest within us, Father, and help us to grow and to teach, Father, to educate us, to graduate so that we could be closer to you. Father, we want to say thank you for our health and our strength and give us traveling grace and mercy. And may some word at the same appointed hour, same appointed time and place be brought us back together to come together to study and worship your word again, Father. We ask these blessings in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Y'all make sure y'all catch us next Monday, same time. Y'all know we coming the same way, having the same great conversation. Okay, and we're going to do this in the right way, in the inspirational way. So make sure next Monday you get a friend or two on the line because we're going to do it. The phone line be open, star 5. Anytime you want to get on the line, ask a question, you know, give us, you know, your opinion, what you got, and we'll you know, get on that. All right? I want y'all to lift. I got a text message from a friend of mine, Ms. Bill. Lift up her friend. Her friend has a fiance in, hold on. Okay. Her god sister has a fiance, and her fiance, he has stage 4 lung cancer. Okay? So y'all just, you know, lift him up in prayer. May God keep him in peace and keep his mind, you know, because to live is Christ, but to die is gain. So it's all good. It don't matter. Death don't separate us from God. You do know this, right?
Right, right.
Amen.
I need y'all to be, the Bible says that we should be happy when people die, crying when babies are born.
Right, right.
Y'all know that?
That's
yeah.
Right.
I got the grass getting something higher, y'all. All right? So lift them up in prayer that God may get the glory out of his life regardless of the circumstance and situation. It doesn't matter the diagnosis or the prognosis. It doesn't matter. God is still in control. All right? So please lift them up. All right. Y'all have a great night again next Monday. Make sure y'all tune in. See y'all then.
Goodbye.
Night.